Hey there, Boundary Breakers. This is Jeffrey Morant, your personal high-performance health coach, and I've got something extraordinary to share with you. Mark your calendars for October 23rd to October 25th, 2024, because you're invited to the Reimagining Health Summit, hosted by the Integrative Health Practitioner Institute right in sunny Orlando, Florida. Welcome to the future of health. Come experience the cutting-edge innovations that are reshaping our approach to wellness. Our mission is simple: to empower you to take control of your health, improve your outcomes, and inspire you to live your best life. This three-day transformative experience is packed with interactive exhibitions, inspiring keynote presentations, and engaging panel discussions led by the most respected experts in the natural health field. Whether you're a seasoned natural health practitioner or just starting your wellness journey, the Reimagining Health Summit has something for everyone. You can meet and network with like-minded individuals, discover the latest products and services in the natural health field, and for the first time ever, connect with integrative health practitioners and high-performance health coaches like myself who can help you optimize your health and vitality. Why should you attend the Reimagining Health Summit? Because we are standing at the tipping point of a health revolution driven by the latest science, AI technology, and groundbreaking wellness protocols. Be among the first to learn about these incredible advancements and prepare for a healthier tomorrow today. Join us at the picturesque Hyatt Regency Grand Cypress Resort, an oasis of tranquility amidst Orlando's natural beauty. This is more than just an event, it's an opportunity to rejuvenate your mind, your body, and your soul. Don't miss out on this incredible chance to learn, connect, and grow in the natural health field. Secure your spot today and take the first step towards a healthier, happier you. Click the link in the show notes to learn more, and be sure, as a valued listener of the Breaking Boundaries podcast, to use code LIVE100, that's LIVE100, to save yourself $100 off the price of a Reimagining Health Summit ticket. This code is valid on general, experiential, and VIP tickets. I had such a magnificent experience at the last two events that I can't wait to see you there. Get your ticket today, stay healthy, and keep breaking those boundaries. Hello, entrepreneurs and wellness seekers. Welcome to another episode of the Breaking Boundaries for Entrepreneurs podcast. I'm your host, Jeffrey Mort, certified integrative health practitioner, high performance health coach, National Guild certified consulting hypnotist, and today we are diving into a topic that affects us all: the illusion of time, our health, and our performance as an entrepreneur. Stay tuned. Hello, I'm Jeffrey Mort. If you're like most entrepreneurs, you're busy taking care of business, yet who's taking care of you? If you're ready to take your energy and performance to the next level in your life and your business, then this podcast is for you. Because today, you're going to start breaking boundaries of your mind, body, and business with integrative health. And when you do that, your possibilities are limitless. I'm grateful you're here. Yes, always grateful for you joining me here today. Welcome to another episode of the Breaking Boundaries podcast for purpose-driven entrepreneurs like yourself. This is episode number 76. And of course, you'll want to stay to the end when we bring it all together on how to avoid failure and to reach your next level of success with integrative health. And for all the show notes and links, visit jeffreymort.com and click on the podcast button. And of course, as always, if you enjoy reading, you can always read this blog post, this podcast in the form of a blog post over at our Learning Center for Wellness at levinagewellness.com/learn. Today, my friends, you're going to discover why time is an illusion, a mere construct of human thinking, and can be a boundary for entrepreneurs. That's right. A lot of entrepreneurs struggle with the boundary of time. As entrepreneurs, our time is incredibly valuable, and our health is our greatest asset. But what if I told you that the concept of time itself might be more fluid than we've been led to believe? That's right. It all comes down to our belief systems. Today, we are unraveling the quantum construct of time and exploring how it impacts our well-being. Now, you see, in the quantum world, time behaves in ways that challenge our traditional understanding. And this goes back to Einstein's theory of relativity that tells us that time is relative, affected by factors like gravity and even motion. The concept of time dilation blurs the lines of what we perceive as fixed moments. And I'll share a little story, maybe this will resonate with you. But, you know, over the last, I would say, couple of years, now it seems like this has been trending for most of my life, and you probably have said this yourself, like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it's Christmas already. The older I get, the faster time goes by. But just in the last year, year and a half, not even, I would say in the last 6 to 8 months, and I don't know if this has anything to do with my, my deep spiritual learning that I've been through, or if this has something to do with the chronic illness that I experienced with long COVID, or what it's from. But time seems to be going by like twice as fast. I always find myself saying, you know, on a day-to-day basis, I can't believe it's like 2 or 3 in the afternoon already. It feels like it's, it should only be like 9 or 10 in the morning. And then I go for a walk every Sunday. Well, I walk every single day, of course, as we all should, like 7 to 10,000 steps per day. But every week I walk my dog on Sunday. We make it a special trip to go somewhere. My dog Luna, you've probably seen her on some of my social media posts. She's my amazing 10-year-old Australian Shepherd, and I keep her as healthy as I keep myself. And we make it a point every Sunday to go on an adventure to either someplace new, hike someplace new, or someplace we don't usually hike. Now, we walk every day. I have a beautiful beautiful property that I live on in central Massachusetts, and I have about 10 acres of trails right outside of my my Breaking Boundaries studio here, so we can go for a walk almost anytime we choose. And I also have plenty of recreational areas and in trails in my local community here, but we like to venture off on Sundays. And it seems like every Sunday, I'm saying to myself, it seems like we just went on our Sunday walk yesterday. So these weeks are flying by. And then, of course, I'm recording this here in March. It's now March 13th, 2024, at the time of this recording. And it feels like it should still be November. I can't believe it's March already. So time for me is going by at an extraordinary pace, and it makes me really focus on, and I've done some research on this, and the research on a quantum perspective comes down to, it has a lot to do with consciousness. And I've worked a lot on spirituality and consciousness in the last few years here. So maybe it's all coming together for me, but I'll go deeper into that maybe in a social media post, or maybe a different podcast episode to go into that. But this one here is really going to be on time, and especially because right now it's daylight savings is now in effect and how that affects our health. So, you know, if time isn't as rigid as we once thought, how did we come to construct it? Humanity developed timekeeping systems to help us make sense of the world around us, or more specifically, how the world spins on its axis and rotates in an orbit around the sun that provides us with our energy for living and our plants and everything else. But we divided the day into hours, into minutes, and into seconds, creating a structure for our lives. But here's the catch. Our perception of time can profoundly impact our health and well-being. Research demonstrates that disruptions to our natural sleep-wake cycles caused by the pressures of time management can lead to things like sleep disorders, increased stress, and even influence how we age. And then there's daylight savings time, another human construct within a construct. By adjusting our clocks forward or backward, we attempt to optimize our use of sunlight. However, this manipulation of time can have significant consequences for our health, potentially increasing the risk of things like heart attacks and strokes, and of course, mental health issues as well. So how can we, as entrepreneurs, reclaim our well-being in the face of the illusion of time? It starts with acknowledging the fluid nature of time and its impact on our lives, prioritizing self-care, embracing flexibility into our schedules, and advocating for a healthier work-life balance. These are all crucial steps. So I'm going to give you 5 healthy tips based on circadian rhythm from an integrative health perspective. Number 1, establish a consistent sleep schedule. Now, you may have heard this one before, but it's super important to aim to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, even on weekends. This consistency helps regulate your body's internal clock and promotes better sleep quality. Now, next, expose yourself. No, not like that. Expose yourself to natural light. Get exposure to natural sunlight during the day, especially in the morning, even if it's just in the eyes. Now, if you could, of course, get a full body tan, that's going to be amazing. But if you're exposing yourself to that first morning light and that spectrum of light, that is super important. And I go for a walk every morning at sunrise with Luna. That's one of the ways I get my 7,000 to 10,000 steps in every day, is I get steps in first thing in the morning. Of course, I get some things set up and then I take her for a walk right at sunrise, and I will pause and stop, and I will actually not stare into the sun, but look in the direction of the sun to get that first morning light into my eyes. And natural light helps regulate your circadian rhythm and promotes wakefulness during the day, which can improve sleep quality at night. Now, it's also important to be around outdoors during the sunset to get that natural light, that end of the light spectrum, which will set you up and signals the body to start winding down and release melatonin. So the daylight that you get in the morning is going to release morning waking cortisol. And of course, you want your cortisol higher in the morning. And then that signal at night, as that sun is setting or Earth is rotating and given that illusion, there's another illusion in our lives, is the sunrise and sunset. Like, you know, the sun doesn't move, but that's what we call it. So that can help, both can help improve sleep quality at night. Now, you also, number 3 here, you want to limit your exposure to artificial light at night. Minimize exposure to screens from electronic devices such as smartphones, tablets, computers, televisions before bedtime. Now, even though some of your devices may have a blue light filter, you're still receiving blue light emitted from these devices, and that can disrupt your circadian rhythm and make it harder to fall asleep. Now, am I perfect at doing this myself? It's one of my goals to not get back on the computer or any device after dinner time, but that doesn't always happen as an entrepreneur. Now, number 4, you might have guessed, eat a balanced diet at regular times. Consume meals at consistent times each day and focus on a balanced diet, of course, rich in brightly colored fruits and vegetables, organic if you can. Getting healthy amounts of fiber into your body, of course, is very important and something that many people overlook. And of course, lean, easy to digest proteins. Of course, I support you 100% if you're vegetarian or vegan, but if you're eating animal proteins, you know, try to avoid those heavier proteins at night, like steak. Maybe have steak at lunch or only on the weekends, and have something easier to digest for an animal protein, like maybe fish or poultry at night. And of course, avoid heavy meals at least 3 hours before bedtime, as they can interfere with digestion and disrupt sleep. And number 5, last but not least, incorporate relaxation techniques before bed. Develop a relaxing bedtime routine, or I should say a ritual, because a ritual is a little bit different than a routine. A routine is something that you do on a regular basis. A ritual is something that you do with purpose. And this bedtime routine and ritual is going to signal to your body that it's time to wind down. This could include activities such as reading a book, not on your Kindle or on your smartphone, but reading, or gentle stretching, which I love doing before bed. Like, I sleep so much better when I do some pigeon poses from yoga and stretch my stretch my legs and anything that is tight. You know, I do a lot of sitting as well as walking. So, you know, stretching that psoas muscle and stretching the piriformis muscle, is super beneficial. And of course, meditation, or taking a warm bath, especially if you're going to use, salts. I love using my sauna, but not too close to bed at a high temperature because that's a stressor. So I don't want to raise cortisol. What else do I do? I love doing some resonance breathing. So some, focused breathing before bed. That's going to set my heart rate variability for the night. And these practices can help reduce that stress, that cortisol level at night, and allow the release of melatonin. And what that does is it prepares your body for restful sleep that is aligned with your circadian rhythm. So wrapping things up here, time, once thought to be fixed and objective, is far more complex than we imagined. By redefining our relationship with time, recognizing the effects of constructs like daylight savings time, we can create a more sustainable and fulfilling entrepreneurial journey. So if you want a little bit more information, a little bit different spin on this, go over into lovenergywellness.com/learn and find the blog post over there. And of course, it'll also be linked up in today's show notes, and you can get a little bit more in depth on the quantum aspect of time. But that is all for today's episode of the Breaking Boundaries podcast for entrepreneurs. Remember that your time and your health are invaluable assets on your entrepreneurial journey. And if you're ready to prioritize your well-being, I absolutely encourage you to take the first step by scheduling your completely free, your complimentary health consultation over at lovenergywellness.com. And until next time, keep breaking boundaries and creating your future endeavors. Take care, everybody. I appreciate you, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Before we say goodbye, you may not have realized it, but you can get free daily access to our thriving Love Energy Wellness community and support group, where you'll join health-conscious entrepreneurs just like you. I know you're concerned about your health, energy, and performance. That's why I personally answer your questions daily, invite you to our weekly live calls, and share pro wellness tips for energy and performance, and exclusive offers just for our community members. This is also your support hub when we gather every 90 days for a total body and mind reset, also known as the world-renowned Dr. Cabral Functional Medicine Detox Protocol. You're going to love the way you feel every time. So if you're the kind of entrepreneur that values your health as your greatest asset, naturally you'll want to join and invite your friends, your family, and your colleagues to our community where you'll feel loved, supported, seen, and heard. Visit loveenergywellness.com to join the community, or the link is also right here in today's show notes. I'll see you soon.